Could you tell us a little bit about your research project at the moment, how this one originated?
Yeah, definitely. So my PhD project is using drones, and I'm collecting video footage of humpback and blue whales in the waters of Australia when they migrate up our coastline. And I'm doing this to assess their body condition and how this may relate to their migration timing. And this project kind of came about, it's been in the works since about 2016. An external supervisor of mine, Frederick Christensen, started working with drones and humpback whales in the Exmouth Gulf in WA. And he's just wanting to answer more and more questions, and hence he wanted a PhD student to carry on this research in Australia. He's now in Denmark, so I've taken over the Australian data collection. And, yeah, that's how my PhD project came about.
What kind of measurements are we talking about?
Yeah, so from the videos, I get still images of the whales from directly above them. And from these images, I can get specific measurements, and mostly their length. So basically from the tip of their nose to the tip of their tail, and their width. And I take their width all the way down the length of their body, and I can use this to determine their body condition. And from the altitude of the drone and the focal length of the camera, we can turn any measurements I make, so the width and the length, from the pixels of the images into absolute meters for the whale.
Just how difficult is it actually capturing the whales with drones? I mean, you know, I've done a little bit of whale spotting, certainly not at a professional level, but it can be quite tricky to know where they're going to surface from time to time.
Definitely, yeah. So we need to get the whale absolutely flat on the surface of the water, and they are fantastic swimmers, and especially when we have mums and calves together, the calves love to play around and arch and roll and, you know, even breach out of the water, which is fantastic to see. But we really just want them nice and flat, doing not much on the surface. So we fly the drone above them for about 10 minutes to make sure we get some really nice footage of them. And it's all video, so we can pick and choose that exact moment that the whale is lying flat on the surface for us to take those measurements.
I understand you've been doing some work already over in WA. Now, my partner's mother lives in Coffs Harbour and was saying she spotted the first whale of the whale-watching season just yesterday. Are you going to be doing some stuff on the East Coast as well?
Oh, that's amazing. Like, I'm so glad she was able to get out there and spot those whales. Yeah, so I'm in WA at the moment. Our data collection was meant to start over here with the blue whales and then the humpbacks in late May. However, because of COVID, that's kind of put all been on a hold until 2021. Mm. So I'm trying to get back over east at the moment to Coffs and to the Northern Rivers to start my data collection, hopefully in June. But that's all depending on if restrictions ease up and I can actually get a flight over there to start data. So yeah, this year we'll definitely be focusing on the East Coast population. And then next year I'll be back in WA focusing on the population over here.
And what kind of mysteries are you hoping to maybe uncover with some of this?
Humpbacks usually migrate at different times. So we usually find that juveniles are the first to migrate up the coastline, whereas pregnant females are usually the last. And we're trying to discover whether this migration timing, both between reproductive classes and within reproductive classes, has anything to do with their body condition. So why are they migrating at different times? Does it have something to do with their food availability or their thermoregulation or maybe their gestation timing and they need to kind of get to warmer waters to give birth? So we're trying to find out if their body condition, whether that may be good or poor body condition, has anything to do with their migration.
And as I mentioned before, I mean, whales are really an iconic creature when it comes to talking about conservation. Look, good news out of Iceland, they're no longer hunting whales at the moment. There's still concerns around the Japanese whaling industry. But will some of this research go towards, helping with some of these conservation efforts?
Hopefully, most definitely. This is kind of like the first step into conservation initiatives and marine park areas for important habitats for these creatures. So all research basically goes into this large body of knowledge that we know about different species to hopefully help them and conserve them. So whaling was ceased because we found out that the population was dwindling and it was near extinction, and hence why it was banned. And now the population has, both populations on the west and the east coast of Australia have absolutely boomed and recovered in numbers, and they're now surpassing pre-exploitation rates. So those conservation initiatives, from the knowledge that we gain from the research that we do, is so important to, you know, the continued recovery of these populations.
Well, Grace, best of luck with this one going forward. It sounds tremendous. I really appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about it.
Thanks very much, Sean. It was good to chat with you.